All right, for myself and Jimmy, NBA fans, Brian Windhorst will be at 8:30.
Yeah,
it's okay.
That's fair. No, that's fair. That's fair. Fan. I'm not gonna.
Next year, I will have playoff
be a poser.
Your Bulls will win tonight,
and then they'll.
People are tired of the Heat.
Swept.
They don't want to hear about Heat culture anymore. I'm a Heat fan. It's okay if we don't win the night and move on and get swept by the Celtics, especially with no Jimmy Butler, no Rozier tonight. But if they do win tonight, man, Eric Spoelstra, dude. But
that's why I like him.
I don't know if they can generate enough offense with Hero and Robinson and Bam. But so good luck to your Bulls tonight.
Thank you.
See if Vashawn Leonard's available.
You're literally, it's just the first, basically the winner is the first one that gets to the guillotine. So there is that.
And that's how Mike Breen should say it tonight.
Congratulations.
The Bulls on their way to the guillotine.
Yeah.
So you have four Bellevue West players that are in the portal. What kind of culture was Doug Woodard doing down there? I mean, those guys are all in the portal. But they're four very talented players. What they were doing when they were hanging banners down there at Bellevue West. But you have Frankie Fiddler, William Kyle III, and Josh Doetzler all in the portal and joined yesterday by Checky Hepburn. Just reiterates, they've had some dudes roll through Bellevue West that are balling. I mean, some absolute dudes. And we were blessed to have a stretch of Bell West and Millard North playing in the state final. But, so Chucky's in the portal, and who knows what's going to happen. Will there be a Chucky and Frankie show? I don't see a trio hooking up. I don't, of course, see a foursome.
Yeah, what about a quintuplet?
That'd be tough. The three of them go, we want to go to Creighton, and Josh goes, I just left Creighton.
guys, that's going to be a problem.
But there are options on the table, and Creighton definitely is one of those options. I keep saying, why is it so quiet? And I'm not saying that in a negative way.
Yeah.
I think
no, another way.
I think it's been really, really quiet with a deadline coming up next week to put your name into the NBA draft and two guys on the roster that could without penalty, but it's been really, really quiet. Really the only in portal combat, other than having some a Fred King and a Vice and a Doetzler go into the portal, is Ohio State's Roddy Gale. But other than that, it's been really, really quiet. Why?
I'm trying to remember last year when they got Nemhard.
Was not quiet.
No, but would it have been
quiet?
Would it have been by now that we? It was later, wasn't it? I think it was as we kind of got into May, is when we learned that both Nemhard. Well, you knew Art Kaluma. Where that was going without even him having to say so. But the Nemhard one, it was brought up by Joel Lorenzi on the show where we were like, oh, that's interesting. And I remember it played out quite a while. So I want to say it was probably in May is when that took place. So it was relatively quiet up until about May last year, if I remember correctly.
If you return 80% of your starters and you add a key piece or two, I would think that the prospects for another run by Creighton are really good, especially if you keep Kalkbrenner and Trey Alexander. Yeah. For one final time. I mean, they're peace out if they came back for one more year. It wasn't be like, you know what, that sixth or seventh year in Omaha looks really, really good. I wonder because the one thing that was not quite is they have an opening on their staff to help and entice Trey Alexander. Would you bring back Trey Ziegler?
If you think that's going to work, and for a year, I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question because
now it wouldn't be for a year,
right? No, but I'm talking about if the goal is more to appease Trey Alexander than looking at that position as someone that is going to be there for years to come, but. I mean, I think that Ziegler would be someone that you would probably have around longer than that. But I'm always curious about that position when we talked about the types of coaches that Mac likes to identify, knowing that they're going to be a culture fit if you already understand the program, if you already understand what your role is going to be, and you also know that at some point those guys are going to leave. I feel like that's Mac's goal, is to get those guys to a point to elevate them and have them go somewhere else. I don't know. I don't know enough about Ziegler to say that would be really good for the long term of Creighton's bench. But if you have some opportunity to get Trey back, and those little things matter between him going in the NBA, entering his name into the NBA draft and staying or coming back, depending on what you have coming back, and if you have Trey, that's a key piece coming back. You put yourself in a position to be in a similar situation as you were this year, might be worth it.
So, I mean, look what he did at his 1 year as a graduate assistant under Mac.
And with the guard play, you mean? I'm not gonna pretend that I know everything about it.
No, I'm talking individually with Trey Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Trey was good this past year, didn't take that step up. But in his 1 year where he worked a lot with Trey Ziegler, who is on Alan Huss's staff, so Alan is very familiar with Trey, and he's like, "That we got to get that guy down here to North Carolina." He was a GA here, so he wasn't a full-time guy, mm-hmm. and they have a full-time position. Worked specifically with Trey, and look at Trey's shooting. Now, Trey's mid-range has been good, but I'm talking three-point shooting from 1 year to the next. You know, when you're trying to entice somebody to stay that can help you get to the ultimate goal, mm-hmm. I mean, I think all things are on the table.
And, okay, was Ziegler also part of the defensive transformation that he made as well? Because I remember when he made that jump defensively too, and I can't remember if it was him, they were always talking about an assistant coach that was a big part of that, of the defensive improvement as well as his offense.
I know that he was a better shooter. But also, would Trey need a better point guard to stay?
Mm.
These are all things on the table in Portal Combat season to think about.
There's one out there.
It has been really, really quiet.
There is one.
Well, and I don't know that Ashworth, good shooter. But if you're picking what kind of a point guard you want for Creighton, and you know what your competition is in the Big East on a nightly basis, are you wanting a Nembhard or an Ashworth?
I still think you want a Nembhard.
They missed a physical a guy that could get mm-hmm. downhill.
Yep.
Now, Ashworth could shoot, and he got better as the season went along. But when he got locked up, and they went into the malaise.
Yeah, I think from the night in, night out grind of the Big East, I think you saw there were positives of what Steven Ashworth brought from a shooting standpoint, but there was the finisher at the rim. And Nembhard's ability, and give Steven Ashworth some credit too, defensively, he was all over the place as well. But missing that element, especially when shots aren't falling and you have to create more offense in the non-traditional standpoint, that's where you miss Nembhard, no doubt.
Remember saying, well, we got Ashworth, we got Wooster. We had Chucky, I don't know if he could... if he calls you up and says, "Hey, I'd like to come play there,"
yeah.
you're like, "What's the size of your jersey you want? And do you want to keep your same number?"
Mm-hmm.
Love the way you said Wooster.
Kind of shoes you want? Get you fixed up. You want to meet Billy?
As
want to meet the zone guys?
Don't look at me. Oh, that's getting old.
I said the zone guys. I didn't say you. There are other people that work
look
at the station.
But here, you could start this. Chucky will not come to Creighton until Trey Alexander leaves, because what are they going to do with 23?
Oh.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh.
It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.